Did either of you get much rain last night?
I was going to ask if anyone noticed that electrical storm we got.
Yeah, I think I got quite a bit. It was, you know, it was after dark, but I heard it going for a while.
Yeah, it you know, definitely got the back porch wet, and you know, I could hear my yard going from the inside of my house. So you know, I totally missed it because I as far as, you know, misdiagnosed it. I saw the lightning and I said that's just going to be a light show. We're not going to get any rain out of it. And I was proven wrong. And I'm very grateful I was proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So so hopefully you got some rain last night where you are, and maybe that 20% chance will pan out for you today, pan out for all of us today, at least.
Wouldn't that be something?
A little bit.
A little rain, less heat. It's fall. Come on.
Yeah, let's start
feeling. Look at the calendar. It is fall.
Let's start feeling like it. You're on notice, September. Let's make this work.
Yeah.
Let's make this work. So, all right. So the number for the day is 1.3.
1.3? Let me write that down.
All right. 1.3.
Three. Thank you. I'll remember
all right,
that.
That's your radio, Sesame Street. The number is 1.3.
Uh-huh.
That's the number of cookies the average person eats every day.
I've had two this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them?
They were tiny. My wife cooked them, and they were very tasty.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, good. Well, tell her thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing.
I'll tell her when she wakes up.
Well,
she's probably up now.
Yeah, tell her you've got three more days here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe only one if there's no cookies.
And then we like delicious cookies as much as the next person.
I told her to cook some for the station.
Hey, yeah.
Would
an extra batch kill her? Really?
Really. Yeah. What kind of cookies are they?
Chocolate chip, and they
my favorite, of course.
But they're a little saltier. I don't know. They're sprinkled with kosher salt on top.
Kosher salt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I was shocked.
Does that make them better?
Yeah, it makes them really good.
Really?
Yes.
Makes them kosher. Maybe.
Well, at least the salt part, yeah.
Is it kosher for me to ask her to make us some cookies?
I will mention it today again.
Yeah.
I want more. I have about four left, and that's not going to last me the week.
Well, she's probably listening, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, because she wants to hear a baby on the radio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's your wife's name? I'm sorry.
It's Nicole.
Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Chase, would you like to join me in this, please?
No, I'm going to let you go out on your own and begging for cookies. I was just going to give Patrick a hard time. So.
Well, you know, kosher salt, Nicole, you know, that, you know, you had me at kosher.
Yeah. You had me at cookie.
Right. You know, so. Hey, well, you know, one extra cookie pan, right, you know. No. Get Patrick to clean it when you get home, and we'll really enjoy it.
I will say this. I'm actually very encouraged. Yeah, Patrick can scrub the pan. Scrub the pan.
I will.
I'm very encouraged that that they are chocolate chip because I don't like complicated cookies. Why do some desserts have to be complicated?
Yeah. Well, these are cranberry macadamia nut coconut cookies.
Uh-huh.
What?
Completely vegan.
Yeah.
Gluten free.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
You mean not tasty?
Yeah. With M&Ms on top.
I want an extra helping of gluten. I want to dip my cookies in gluten. Uh-huh. All right. So don't tell me this about their gluten free, vegan, happy, whatever.
Cage free eggs and all organic milk.
Oh, so what you're saying is you paid way too much to make.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of grocery items,
yes.
Did you hear what I did there?
Yeah.
Another segue. Once again, I'm working up to that master's degree in broadcasting school.
It's a segue. Isn't that those two-wheel things people ride?
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. Most stolen grocery items. I got the top five most stolen grocery items. Stolen grocery items.
Are they from the produce section?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
And one is not a problem in Texas. We got anything to give away?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Matter of fact, I do.
All right. Let's see. 695-1620. Let's see. We got the top five here. And these appear to be in no order. So I tell you what, you give me one on the list. 695-1620, you just give me one item on the list, since I don't know for a fact that the first item listed is actually the most stolen item. And we're going to set you up with what, Tom?
Two tickets.
To
the Renaissance.
Somehow I knew that it would be Renaissance Festival.
Time
tickets.
Of year. Now it's fall.
Yes.
Now these particular tickets.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hang on, caller. These particular tickets are good on any Sunday only.
Okay. So we have
Sunday only Renaissance. When does it start?
I was October 8th. October 8th.
October 8th.
Thank you, Patrick.
So excited.
And it goes through what, the middle of November? Something like that?
Right up until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, there you go. These are Sunday only tickets, but two of them.
All right,
and so Sunday's the best day to go.
We have the top five most stolen grocery items. You need to name one. Caller? Wow, you're missing your
not
chance.
Not right.
No. All right, sorry, that's not correct.
Yeah,
hello?
It's not air.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper is incorrect, no. Hi.
You're not right.
Turn your radio down.
Not air.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. What do you think one is?
Can I get a hint? Is it by the checkout?
I'm not going to. No, it's just one item in the entire grocery store.
Sorry.
I've got
five.
Oh, one item in the whole store?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. Try again. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hello.
How about cheese?
Cheese, really? Now, if you went into the grocery store and you said, "Today, I am making the conscious decision not to pay for one item," you would go for the cheese, huh?
Well, sometimes cheese can be expensive, I guess, depending on what kind of cheese you're getting.
Now, you've got a good point there. If you buy the big Mondo block of cheese, uh-huh. I mean, you're out $5-6 there. If not
oh, yeah,
more,
exactly.
So. All right, well, it's not cheese. Appreciate it.
Now, okay. Chase, are any of these items not edible?
Yeah. No, in fact, a couple of them are inedible. And one is not a problem at any Texas grocery store.
Oh, a little hint there.
So there you go. What's your guess?
How about a steak?
A steak? We're going to give you that because one of the items is meat.
Yeah, I got meat.
Meat?
Is meat. Huh. Who is this?
Meat.
What's your name?
My name's Greg Farley.
Greg?
Yes.
What's your last name, Greg?
Farley.
Farley with an F?
Yes.
Greg,
F-A-R. I'm sorry.
Okay.
F-A-R-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Greg, what do you do for a living?
I work for Twin City Mission.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah, well, tell Doug hello.
Appreciate what you do for the community. Greg, we've got a pair of Sunday I'm getting choked up over your win here, Greg.
Yeah.
We got a pair of Sunday tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival because, yes, meat is one of the most stolen grocery items.
Thank you very much.
And do you know where we are, Greg?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll have them up front for you. Come see us during regular business
hours.
There you
go. That's for Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sunday only there, Greg.
All right, so Greg Farley got it right, so we've got a winner. The you boys want to take a guess?
Let me see. So
I'm thinking makeup. That's why I asked about the edibleness.
Ah,
edibility.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tombo?
That's a pretty good guess. I would say I will go for the checkout candy, and I'll say candy.
Candy is not on the list, although I'm kind of surprised that it's not. Mm-hmm. Makeup is at least at the top of this list. So you may be talking the number one most stolen item, Patrick.
Okay.
Wow.
Makeup / nail polish. Meat is the next one. The one that is not a problem at any Texas grocery store. Liquor. Because you cannot purchase liquor at Texas grocery stores.
Right.
The last two do not surprise me at all based on the fact that one is near the front, and it's not too far. In it's been part of my world fairly recently, and the other one is part of all three of our worlds now, more than likely. And they guard them like Fort Knox. And that'd be razor blades.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, I learned the hard way that at a certain. By the way, the other one's baby formula.
Right. Razor blades are small. Put them in your pocket, and they're very expensive,
yes.
Right? So that's why they put them under lock and key.
So the other day, I'm at a local grocery-torium, and I needed razors.
Uh-huh.
And so this local grocery-torium, you know, one of the local grocery-toriums has the it sounds like you're spinning the wheel on the Price is Right when you pull it open, when you pull that thing open, and it clack, 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 clack. And it gets the little plastic alarm. And, uh-huh. And the other grocery-torium, which is where I happen to be, has a little...
Oh, my
God. It's got a little doorbell going.
Yeah, yeah, like you're in a, like an English cop is coming after you.
I didn't close it all the way, and this alarm goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Jamie, and I said, I think I made it angry. And because I had already retrieved the product that I needed, but it kept going off. And so, and then I realized that when I had attempted to close it, that it had not closed all the way. I was worried that I was going to get tased or something because I had you know left open the razor blade door too long.
Don't raise me, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, very nice. That's cute.
That was almost that's good. Yeah.
People are still calling. Let me see. Maybe they've already. You know. Hello.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a baby formula.
You know, if you'd called just a little bit earlier, you'd have been right. So it was on the list, though. Appreciate the call, though.
All right, bye.
Take care. Hello.
Hey, are you sure grocery carts aren't on that list.
It's Truck Pump at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Mommy, my ear hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Don't cry. Hang on, I'll call a doctor. Oh, of course, no answer.
When you need to speak to a doctor on behalf of your child, answering machines just won't do. As a doctor, your patients want access, and they need immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 per day, the friendly professional staff at Bryan 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are no long-term contracts required. Bryan 800 Answering Service, locally owned and operated. Call 774-4800 or click Bryan800.com.
Two studs, one woman. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and I keep thinking about those words. Two studs, one woman. Two burning hot diamond studs, one beautiful woman who loves her studs. Two fiery studs just looking for a lobe, and one passionate woman seeking some brilliant companions. Two studs from Douglas Jewelers. One woman from, well, that one woman is you. Come see us on University Drive in the Starbucks Shopping Center across from Home Depot.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Teeks and Texas Task Force One want to remind you that September is National Preparedness Month. Take time with your family to have a plan, make a kit, and practice it. For more on disaster preparedness, go to teeks.org/areyouready.
Oh, apparently I wasn't, though. 853, News Talk 1620, WTAW, story of my life. Hey, did you hear? Women in Saudi Arabia can vote now.
Not now.
Oh, they,
really? They 2015.
Can? Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
They still can't drive.
No,
so,
no, they can't do that.
So they're going to have to get a man to drive them to vote.
Can they vote for that in 2015?
I don't know. And and will it be one man, one vote, or will they possibly go back to the old three-fifths clause like we had in antebellum mm-hmm. America?
Uh-huh.
You know, when a freedman could vote, but it was only three. He was only three, or a slave was only counted as 3/5 of a man.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So I'm wondering if that's going. But you know, it's nice to see Saudi Arabia has turned a corner, progressive. Yeah. You know, yeah, we're going to let. It's going to take us 3 years to make this make this work. But we're going to let those women vote. And but no, you're not going to drive. And go ahead and keep your face covered too.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, you're still considered really not human. You're pretty much a second class citizen.
Yeah.
And that's on a good day. But hey, 3 years, sit tight, you can vote.
Whew,
man. Next stop?
Wow. Who knows?
Who knows? The you sky know. The sky could be the limit now.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking,
maybe able to stay outside for hours.
Breaking that glass minaret ceiling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blockbuster. Hoping that turnabout
are they still around?
They are.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, well, you say that, and the thing is, Blockbuster is trying its best to reinvent itself because Blockbuster was purchased by Dish.
Ah, yeah.
Dish Network.
Uh-huh.
And so because Blockbuster was purchased by Dish Network, and Netflix has really kind of, you know, just done some ill-advised business decisions recently.
Yeah.
It started with when they raised their prices,
uh-huh.
And now they've decided, of course, we talked about this, I think, last week, now they've split their streaming and their DVD by mail service, and they're calling it Quickster. So now you have to set up a separate account. You have to set up a new password, credit card information, the whole nine yards. You're going to have to, because those are now divided out. So Blockbuster may be, you know, the shot that it needs to get back in. Blockbuster trying now to get back into this. Blockbuster trying to repay the favor that Netflix dealt it by coming out with a less expensive way to watch streaming video online and renting DVDs through the mail. Blockbuster went into bankruptcy after losing its foothold as king of video rentals, but it was bought out by satellite TV provider Dish Network and is now going after what it sees as a weakened Netflix. So
there you go.
On a related note, I think I read that Netflix picked up a lot of DreamWorks movies.
Yes, yes. That came out today that now they have DreamWorks Television and DreamWorks movies as well. So things like Shrek will soon be available to stream on Netflix, Madagascar, things of that nature.
Which is a huge deal for families that want those movies around for the kids.
Yeah, and, you know, we could really break off into minutia there as to whether or not Shrek is truly a movie for children. There's a lot of adult references in there that you're kind of thankful that you really hope they don't get. And then later on, when they're as old as my daughter is, they look at you and say, "Did that mean?" "Yes, it did. Now turn it off." Okay, it didn't mean what you think it did, and I'm not comfortable discussing it with you. Actually, you don't have that option of saying that as a parent. I'm not comfortable discussing that with you. I tell my wife that later. I'm really not comfortable talking about this.
Yeah. Could you do it, please?
Yeah, really. Can you get my fat out of the fire on this one? So.
Well, we got a Blockbuster, you know, near us. It's like a Blockdonald's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a McBuster's.
Yeah, it's a McBuster's, yeah.
And that's the only one left in town, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
I think so.
Are you really?
I think so.
Our McBuster is. How about that?
Yeah, our Blockdonald's is the only one left. And I guess it's because they don't want to have half that space sealed off and be like, "Oh, there used to be a store there, but you can't go over there now."
Yeah, that's right. I think that'll happen before the other one say there used to be a restaurant over there.
Well,
right?
I was going to say, heaven help them if McDonald's decides they want to go ahead and complete that wall right there, because that may go ahead and put that store out of business. So.
Where are all the VHS tapes now, you think? You think they're all melted? They've been burned up?
They're piling up somewhere.
Yeah. I wonder where they all are.
They're piling up somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, and speaking of things in the news, we've said something.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hey, morning, fellas.
Morning. Hey, morning.
Hey, what we're doing in our family is we're doing the streaming from Netflix, and then we're doing the Blockbuster Pass, and for about $26, $27, that turns out to be a good deal.
Now, what is the Blockbuster Pass?
That's where you can get a game or a movie, one out at a time, anytime, as many times a day as you want. It's a good deal, man.
Cool. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Hello.
Yes, I wanted to let them know where all the VHS tapes were.
Where are they?
Where are they?
They're in my solid wood massive storage or entertainment center designed to hold a 32-inch CRT TV in my storage and the storage room that I rent for $85 a week.
No.
That's where they are.
That, my friend, is a first world problem that he just described.
Yeah.
You're paying to store something that you can't even use anymore.
What can you do with them? I mean, they're too light for a doorstop, right?
You just throw them away, but then you probably find out they're worse than the CFLs on the environment.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, on this date in history.
Oh, we're there. Yeah.
We're there, man. We've only got like a minute left.
I love
show.
This part.
I was right. I said it earlier, 1954, the nationwide debut of Tonight! Exclamation point, which later became the Tonight Show, hosted by Steve Allen on NBC. And, of course, today is his widow's birthday. This date in 1964, the Warren Commission released its report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, assassinating President John F. Kennedy. This date, 1998, if only we could have given him a dollar or two. Google was founded.
Uh-huh.
And then on this date in 2004, NBC announced that Conan O'Brien would take over for Jay Leno on The Tonight Show in 2009. Not well.
Uh-huh.
Not well. You got 30 seconds. That
The governor of New Jersey, is that Chris Christie?
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
He is.